The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Feel the silent crumble. You need the end to make your mark. If you want to make it honest, you need the love to make a buck. If you want to be a gay, rough child. You gotta be cool on Wall Street.
We're going live. We're going live. We're all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. We're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And we have a listen line. If you'd like to listen on your phone as you travel, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. You know, there's a... For those of you new to this broadcast, there are over 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. And we're innovators, we're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, broadcasters, CEOs, editors, researchers, authors, computer programmers, farmers, mechanics, and we're students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. And he was a student, listened to the broadcast classroom, called in. I liked what he had to say, and I invited him to be an instructor. His name is Les Gabriel. Welcome, Les Gabriel.
Howdy, Vince.
Les, it's great to be broadcasting with you. This is your first time as an instructor, and you are a heavy equipment mechanic. For over 35 years, you've been working on heavy equipment. And we talk about heavy equipment, we mean big machines. Big machines. Trucks, bulldozers, those kinds of machines. Yeah, yeah. Really heavy, really hard to do, difficult machinery to work on. And Les Gabriel has worked on that kind of equipment for over 35 years, and he's a certified welder. So we're going to start his first class as Auto Maintenance 101. And he's going to come back with us, and he's going to teach us about welding on the air, what you need to know about welding, the type of welders, and so forth. So today, it's tips and tricks of auto maintenance from your newest instructor, Les Gabriel. Let's start with something that affects all of us who drive light trucks and automobiles, and that's oil changes. You know, we all know that we need to change the oil, and we know that we need to do it on a schedule based on what the manufacturer recommends and based on our driving habits and the driving conditions. So the more dusty the conditions that we operate our equipment in, the more often we should change the oil. The more we operate in short trips, you know, bumper to bumper short trips where the engine doesn't heat up in the city, the more we should change our oil. Why is that? Why is that, Les?
Well, change the oil because it gets either too thick or it gets runny. And it can go either way under different conditions. But the oil is what keeps your engine moving. Without it, you know, it's like sliding two pieces of sandpaper together. They don't move.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a critical thing.
Okay, so if our engine does not heat up enough, the moisture in the crankcase can develop sludge?
I'm not so sure about that. They're all going to heat up. There's no question about that. But you definitely want to warm your vehicle up. I don't care what anybody says, any manufacturers, they say today's engines, you don't need to warm them up. I don't buy that. I think you need to run your vehicle for a few minutes before you take off under any conditions.
Well, I can tell you this, that if you get in a track loader or some heavy equipment, even farm equipment, I like to make sure that we run it for at least 30 seconds. Well, for a small tractor, I mean, talking about a very small tractor, to get the oil to circulate before we put a load on it, because if we put a load on it without full lubrication, we'll wear out that engine or that transmission or that drive train much more quickly. So
especially when you're getting any implements, heavy equipment, anything like that, has to be warmed up more than 30 seconds. You want to get that temperature gauge moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when we fire up the track loader, that's like 15 minutes of warm up time.
Before we
move that.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Get in a piece of equipment, start it, and let it warm up.
Right. Now, many people might think that they're wasting fuel. However, that may be the case in the short run, but in the long run, they're damaging their equipment very quickly by not letting the heavy equipment warm up. Yeah, you know, some people think that they can, as the engine starts running, they can put their vehicle in drive and take off, and that's something that we don't do. But also, on the other side of that, when you shut down your engine, if it has a turbocharger, you need to let that idle down. And can you tell us why?
Well, you just got to let everything settle back down. The RPMs have to come down on the engine. I mean, if all that's going on still, you're just going to tear it up. And sometimes you even have a chance of reversing the direction the engine's rotating.
And what I'm talking about, class, is if you have a turbocharger and you just get off the highway and you pull into your parking spot and you just shut the engine down, that turbocharger may be running at 100,000 revolutions per minute. 100,000 revolutions per minute. That's like blazing fast. And when you shut your engine down, the oil pressure stops right then and there, because the oil pump stops when the engine stops turning. And you will... the turbocharger will continue to spin for a while. It could be, 10, 15 seconds, because it's operating at 100,000 revolutions per minute. So the idea is to keep the oil pressure on that and let that turbocharger slow down, while the engine's idling for 30 seconds or so after a hard run. And that's what
we do. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. That's right.
We talked about quick lube places, and those are those... drive-in lubrication outlets that you can get your oil changed in, 10 or 15 minutes. What is your thought on using a quick lube company?
It's not good. I've had experiences just of myself, and sometimes, because they're trying to be quick, sometimes you don't even get either the filter tight or the oil plug. And that's dangerous in itself. And being that quick, you're going to end up leaving probably close to a cup of oil in your crankcase, because you're not giving it time to fully drain. But that's, that's the paying for it, is to be quick, I guess.
Yeah, and there's a best practices way of changing your oil, class. And lesson I would like to share that with you. So, Les, what would you do if you had the time, to change your oil the best way? What is the practice that you use? And I'll share the practice I use.
Okay. The best way is doing it yourself. There's even going to a dealer, they're not going to let it drain. you know, they're still going to change it like a quick lube place will. But at least they do a lot more, you know, I trust them a lot more. But I'd rather do my own if I can, if I got the time to do it. And you just, you need to get yourself a ramp, set of car ramps, or jack and jack stands in order to do most vehicles. Very few of them you can just crawl under, even pickup trucks. And just simply, you know, get your, you know, 6 quarts or whatever you got in need of the oil you prefer, filter, and filter wrench, a set of sock, 3-inch drive sockets should be plenty good for V cars, but if you get into diesel engines, you're going to need 1/2-inch drive wrenches and sockets in order to change oil. And strap wrench or whatever type of filter wrench you got, that'll get your filter off. And always remember to put fresh oil on the filter seal before you mount it. Otherwise, it will get tight and you'll hardly, you'll never be able to get it off very easily. If the proper, if you've got a good opening where you're not going to get dirt dropped down onto your filter and stuff, you can pre-fill your filter with oil, which helps the engine. It's better for it. But some applications, you can't do that. So you just got to go according to whatever vehicle that you're working on. I mean, some vehicles, the filter's sideways, so you naturally you can't put oil in it. But always lube up the oil filter seal, always. And clean the surface where that filter, wipe that surface down where the filter mounts to the engine block.
Those are some of the practices that I use as well. And Russ, what I do is, let's say I'm coming back from a trip to Springfield, Missouri, which is about an hour away. Knowing that, and knowing that it's time for an oil change, I will have everything ready on the garage pad, right outside the garage door, the concrete pad. I will have the oil drain pan. And I'll have the wrenches that I know. I'll have the oil filter ready inside the garage. And I'll pull into a level surface, flat surface. And immediately, when I shut the engine off, I raise the hood, get under the vehicle. If I can, if it's a light pickup truck, I can just slide under there, put some cardboard down there where I'm going to be lying, put the oil drain pan down, and remove the oil drain plug, let the oil run out, and as soon as that's started and almost done, I will begin unloosening the oil filter. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Les Gabriel, your newest instructor, and the topic right at the moment is oil changes, do-it-yourself oil changes. And I was mentioning the way that I do it. So I have the oil drain pan and the oil filter and the tools ready. In my case, I can just slide under a pickup truck, put a piece of cardboard down, and I have the oil drain pan ready, and loosen the and remove the oil drain plug. Let the oil drain out when it's hot. When it's hot. And, of course, there's some risk of being burned. I wear nitrile gloves when I do that. And then I loosen the oil filter, and then I remove the oil filter and put it upside down in the drain pan. There's a spot for that in the drain pan so the oil can run out of the oil filter. And then I let it drain all night, overnight. And the reason for that is I want all the oil to drain out of the engine, from the top of the engine, from the cam all the way down through the crankshaft and through the oil pan. And I want all that dirty oil to come out. And then, as Les said, I wipe off the surface the next day. I wipe off the surface of the oil filter housing, make sure it's absolutely clean, wipe any dirt out of the way, and I will put fresh oil on the oil filter seal, that rubber seal, the gasket, if you will. And if the filter is upside down, I will fill it with oil. If it is horizontal, I'll fill it one-third of the way with oil to make sure that I have oil in there, but I make sure it doesn't run out when I put the filter on. And then, of course, I put the drain plug back in, and, of course, I wipe off that drain plug. And actually, what I do, Les, is I have a can of spray lubricant, and I lightly spray off any dust or dirt that might be on that oil drain plug. And make sure the washer is in good shape and reassemble it. Now, sometimes sometimes if I don't think I'm going to get a good seal, I'll put a very light coat of silicone lubricant on the around both sides of the washer that's on the drain plug, if it has one, because sometimes they leak.
The washers can eventually give up. And another problem with some of these vehicles, if you don't pay attention, that washer may stay stuck to the oil pan just long enough for you not to notice it, and then it'll fall on the ground or into your drain pan. And a lot of people put the plug back on without a washer and don't know that that washer's brass. It's soft, and it's meant to seal up the plug. So that's why a lot of people have oil leaks right there at the drain plug, because there's no washer on it any longer, falling off during a previous change.
Mm-hmm. And I know a guy who remained nameless who thought that the time to check your engine oil was when the light comes on the dashboard. That, well, it's referred to as an idiot light, right? So when that light comes on, that's the time to check it. That is not the time to check it, is it?
No. And my sister didn't ever know when she bought her first new car that she ever had to even check the oil. So I've seen that. I've seen people I've worked with drive a vehicle 20,000 miles before saying, hey, I need an oil change. And now you got to treat the engine with something because it's all gummed up, rattling to beat the heck out of itself. So if that idiot light comes on, you've already gone too long, but at least the idiot light's going to say, hey, pull over and do something right now. Don't wait any longer.
Yeah.
Because
And there are a couple kinds of idiot lights. One of them, on relatively new vehicles, is a reminder to change your oil. But the other idiot light is one that says, I have no oil pressure. None. And when that happens, you're looking at a catastrophic failure within seconds, correct?
That's right. Unless you got some, mystery oil in there, not Marvel mystery oil, some kind of secret oil that you see on these commercials sometimes, or little sales pitch shows that they'll run a whole race with no oil pressure, because it had the right that kind of oil in it, which I don't buy into at all. If you've lost your oil pressure, you're in trouble.
Yeah, hold that thought. Les Gabriel's with us. He's a heavy equipment mechanic, over 35 years experience, and we're sharing our thoughts on some do-it-yourself auto maintenance. And one of the things that we're going to talk about when we get back is nuts and bolts, and they're not all the same, and how to tell the difference in grades of nuts and bolts.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Les Gabriel's with us, and we're talking about some do-it-yourself repairs and maintenance on your automobile or light truck. And I mentioned the idiot light for the oil pressure. And so I know a family who had bought a used vehicle, a used truck, and didn't realize that the oil should be checked frequently. And the idiot light came on, and the person driving said, "Wow, the light's on. I better," you know, he was on the highway, on the interstate, and thought, "Well, I'll just go over to the next exit ramp," and started pulling off to the exit ramp. And by that time, the engine was rattling and banging and making a lot of noise, and it was virtually out of oil. And that idiot light came on to say no oil pressure, no oil circulating through the engine, lubricating the parts. And there was a catastrophic engine failure, so I helped help them find a used engine and get it put in. And it's $1,300 by the time we're done with this V8 engine and this Dodge truck. So not everyone realizes the importance of checking the oil. And I like to do it at least once a week. Les, do you have any comments on that, Les?
No, you hit it pretty good there. If you, the best, I always look at it as, you know, what is your vehicle? Does it usually like? Does it burn oil? Does it leak oil? If that's the case, if it does either of those, I would definitely suggest checking it at a minimum of once a week. But if you got a newer vehicle and you never add oil to it, and you notice that, you know, it's probably not the best habit to get into. But I usually don't mess with mine, but maybe once a month I'll check it because of the fact that it's never had an issue. But once I notice an issue, then I start paying attention to it more. And that's how you have to look at it for sure.
And what I do before I get in a vehicle, people might, you know, if they see me leave like an event, they'll see me walk around the vehicle before I get in it. And there are many reasons why I do that. I'm looking at the tires to see if anything happened on the way to where I just parked it. Do I have any nails or screws or, you know, any problems with the tires? Are there any drops, leaks that have developed and, you know, are there fresh leaks underneath where the vehicle is parked? And if there is a leak, then I know that I ought to check it right then before I go anywhere, because I might not get too far. So if I see something leaking out under the vehicle, like antifreeze or oil or water, I'll know what to do. If it's water and it's a hot day and it's coming out the side where the evaporator is on the air conditioning system, I know that's okay. But if I see something that's kind of greenish or yellowish and it looks like antifreeze, I know that's not okay. And if I see oil, I know that's not okay. So then I check all the fluids, power steering and all that, to make sure I know where it came from. And before I pull into a parking space, I look to see if there's any leaks there before me so that I know that after I park there, if there are any leaks, they're from me. So that's just what I do. If we are going to remove a stuck oil filter, and that's happened to me. It usually happens when I buy a vehicle and the guy before me doesn't lubricate that that rubber seal on the oil filter. How do you recommend removing a stuck oil filter?
I've only found one way to really do it, because if they're stuck on there, the threads have gotten either tightened up too tight or that seal never got oil put on it previously. But I've had them to where I've crushed the oil filters with the filter wrenches trying to get them off. And at that stage, your only option left is to get a chisel and a hammer and start smacking it like you're trying to unscrew it, only using a chisel. And that will break it loose, but I'll tell you, I've come to a point on a few of them in the past where I've split the oil filter right where it spreads into the mounting surface. So they can really be nasty. And I don't know, sometimes I think when they're that bad, I think the person that put it on the previous time was in a real bad mood that day and wanted to screw the next guy over big time, because it's just hard to believe anybody put one on, you know, in that manner. Shouldn't ever have that problem.
Yeah. So the main point here is that there is a correct way to put the oil filter on, and typically what it is you lubricate that gasket with fresh oil, and as you're threading that oil filter on, you spin it slowly and as it makes contact, and just as that seal makes contact, you wobble the filter to make sure that you know exactly when it makes contact. When it stops wobbling from left to right, front to back, it's made contact, and then 3/4 of a turn more. That's it. Too tight, and it's really hard to get off. Too loose, and it leaks. That's what I found. How about you, Les?
No, 3/4 turn, just the way you described it. I just do it. I put it on hand tight, and then I just give it a slight, I don't know how to describe it. It's probably no more than maybe a half a turn at the most with the wrench, with the filter wrench to finish it. Because I find that if you just put them on hand tight, they're very big possibility they're going to leak. So you can't trust your own muscles. You need to you need to cinch it just a little bit more after you get it as tight as you can by hand. Just a little bit more with a filter wrench, and that's plenty.
Okay. And now when we get to nuts and bolts, let's say when I take a vehicle apart, Les, regardless of what nuts and bolts I've taken off, I want to clean them before I put them back on. Do you do that as well?
When I'm doing engine work, internal engine work, like heads, yeah, because if there is any pitting on those bolts, they were very likely have stretched and got water on them, but you don't keep them. And I usually, on big engines, will reuse head bolts if they look good. But bolts, even grade 8 bolts, can stretch over time. And so it's, you know, it, depending on what you're going to do, what you're doing, but always clean your threads and inspect them. Make sure they something didn't heavy drop on them or mash them. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you have to inspect them.
Let's talk about the grades of bolts. So the when you look at the head of a bolt, there are markings on them. Well, there may not be any markings, and that indicates a specific grade. And then there may be other markings that indicate the grades, and the grades relate to how strong those bolts are. Can you share with us how to read those?
Well, if I don't see any markings, that's a cheap grade. Because 5, 8, 9s, they're all marked. And there's little, describe them, just some of them have a triangle, and other ones have a row of little tiny markings going all the way around the bolt. Like grade 5 is going to have 5 of those, 8 is going to have 8 of them. And like I said, the grades go higher and higher. And if you get a bolt that looks chrome finished, more than likely that's going to be like a grade 2. Or a 3 at the best. Any higher grade bolts, they're just going to be the black finish.
Grade 2 is a low or medium carbon steel bolt, and they will be plated generally, and they are the weakest of the bolts. Those are the ones that when you put the nut on and you really tighten that nut, the bolt breaks. Those are grade 2. The grade 5 is stronger, and it's a medium carbon steel, and it's quenched and tempered, and it has 3 hash marks on it if it's a USA type bolt, meaning Society of Automotive Engineers, SAE, threaded bolt. There'd be 3 marks, 3 lines on the head of the bolt.
Yeah, I got that messed up. You're right.
And then if there are 6 radial lines, like spokes, think of these as either 3 spokes on the head of the bolt or 6. A 6 radial lines is a grade 8. So no markings is grade 2. 3 markings is the 3 markings plus the no markings of grade 2, which would be grade 5. And then the strongest of the 3 would be 6 radial lines on the head of the bolt. And that's a medium carbon alloy steel. It's quenched and it's tempered. And those are about the strongest bolts that we have in this country that I've seen. And then there's always these stainless steel bolts, and they're very expensive. But the grade 8 are really the strongest that we would typically use. Now, in metric bolts, the heads are marked with numbers. 8.8 would be a lower grade. 10.9 is a stronger grade, and then even stronger than that would be the 12.9. So if you look at these numbers, you'll see the grade of the bolts. And what I'll do is I'll post this on the website, page 1, so you'll have a chance to see what we're talking about. And if you're replacing a bolt that is a grade 5, which has 3 radial lines, you don't want to replace that typically with something less than a grade 5. Do you agree with that, Les?
I don't put anything on under a grade 5. Anything mm-hmm. less, and you're going to, you know, that nut can pull threads. And you might get it on, but you're going to have a heck of a time getting it apart. They just lower grade stretch too easily. So, everything's grade 5 when it comes to automotive or machine. It has mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. on up. As high, you know, your head bolts are going to be 8, grade 8 for sure.
Yes. And we're talking about the engine cylinder head bolts.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Les, how do you feel about tire plugs? Like, for example, let me share with you what I do, and then please comment. In our vehicles, I carry a tire plug kit. And this is a kit that has a reamer, and it has like a sewing needle where you thread through a plug through this needle. It's a pretty large diameter.
Right.
And you push that through the hole of the tire after you pull out the nail or the screw or whatever's in it. How do you feel about plugging your own tires if they have a hole in them on the tread? We'll talk about that when we come back. Les Gabriel's with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
I've got an update for you. You know, I get a lot of calls about the expo. When's the next expo? Where's the next expo? Who's going to be at the next expo? And I've been thinking about this for a long time, trying to come up with the best answer. You know the police have come to our expo. You know that the fire trucks have come to the expo. You know that the government minions have been there. You know that we've been invaded, and you know that they've given us a hard time. So how do we have the next expo? Because most of the facilities, most of the venues are government buildings. And that doesn't work so well for us. We've had the air conditioning shut down. We've had the Wi-Fi shut down. We've had the police come. We've experienced enough to know that that's not going to work for us. So Miles and Joey and Ed from UserSite and I have been discussing this for quite some time. And we have an answer. We have a really neat answer for the next expo. And we've tested it. It works. What we want to do is bring to you the best instruction, deep instruction, instruction that will get you what you need to know to complete the job. Not just to get you thinking about it, but not only to get you thinking about it, but to teach you how to do whatever it is that you're interested in doing, whether it be farming, raising animals, welding, auto mechanics, electricity, LED lighting, off-grid, whatever it is. We'd like to teach that in a better way. And we figured out how to do it. And if you'll just check with the website, and over the next couple of weeks, you'll start seeing more and more about what we're talking about. So that's to let you know that we're going to bring the expo to you in a different way. And I think you'll like it. And it will save you all a lot of money and all a lot of time. And it will let you use that time that we believe is very short to the best use possible. Les Gabriel, we're talking about tire plugs, and I keep a set of tire plugs and the tools, and it's a kit that's less than $10 in my vehicle, so that if I do have a failure by a nail or a screw or something like that in one of my tires, I can change that tire, take it off, and if I have to, get a ride to get some air in it. I normally keep a little compressor with me, but I can plug that tire and use this little tiny compressor that I have with me in the truck or in the vehicles and reinflate the tire. That may take 20 minutes or an hour, but I'm not going to be stranded. What do you think about that, using tire plugs?
I've got a set in my toolbox, so the exact same style, and I've probably used them maybe 15 times in my life. Not a lot, but every one of them has been 100%. They work great. You just got to make sure your hole is no bigger than, say, a screw or a nail.
Mm-hmm.
That little reaming tool you have, it's like a file, a round file. Your hole shouldn't be no bigger than that. And that's just the way it's set up. And the way they work, it's like you say, it's like a needle, a threaded needle, sewing needle. And you just push that shoestring type plug into the tire and then bring it back out just enough to get your tool out of there. And then snip it off. Leave about a quarter inch sticking out. And they work great as long as it's always in the, in the tread. If you got any sidewall damage, you might as well get another tire.
Yeah, it's risky plugging a sidewall hole with one of these.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah. So, Glass, I have one in every vehicle, and I use them all the time. We have lots of sharp rocks here in our neck of the woods, and we have dirt roads, gravel roads, and stone roads, and we get lots of holes in our tires.
Yeah, and road surface, you're going to need them probably.
Yeah, yeah. And they work great. They really do. And they save... I save about $20 per plug every time we plug one, and a whole kit that'll do maybe 15 tires or 15 plugs is about $10. I suggest you consider it, and you can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. Les Gabriel, thanks so much for being with us today talking about auto mechanics and auto repair 101, auto maintenance 101.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks so much for
glad to be on.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be back in... with Bill Bullard in Register.
How much do you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...